This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Away from the day designed to kick off a peaceful transition of power in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Doesn't happen this way most places. Of course, I am speaking before it actually is happening, and I hope it won't happen the way it happens other places. You feeling heading into election day? Boy, oh boy, it's a hard not to be optimistic. Rudy Giuliani last hour in agreement on this. And this hour we're going to talk the same with Jason Lewis, by the way. And also my pillow, Mike Lindell, will be here later this hour. And also we're going to start with Dinesh D'Souza, the celebrated filmmaker. Latest documentary is called Trump Card, exposes what is at stake. And it is quite simply the American dream. That's what it is, the American dream. We talked earlier about 2016, and that movie told us who President Barack Obama really was. And it's what's led to a lot of this, accelerated a lot of this. Let's welcome back to the program Trump Card filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, great author, and a good friend of the program. Hey, Dinesh, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be on the show. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. So, first of all, just on the whole election thing, what's your sense of what's happening and what's going to happen? Who's going to win? What are you thinking?
Well, everything that I see with my own two eyes and everything that's in my gut tells me that Trump should win decisively. Now, I'm given a little bit of pause by the polls, because I don't want to confuse what I want to be the case with what is going to be the case. But that being said, I'm very dubious about these polls, and I think that they're an effort to prop up a ridiculous candidate in Biden.
How in the world? Every rally, it's some other embarrassing thing where you're saying, they had to know this is what they were going to get. Trump calls him an empty vessel. Do you think that's what he is? Is it possible for somebody to be sort of the front for all the AOC, Bernie Sanders cabinet, so to speak?
For sure. I mean, Biden has always been an opportunist. And, you know, in the old days, it was in his interest to pally around with the segregationists and in the Democratic Party, and so he did. And then when he was on the foreign policy missions, he realized that's a way for him to cozy up to these foreign leaders and end up with suitcases of cash, and so he did. And now he knows that the left wing is the base of the Democratic Party, not just in the party, but in the media, in academia, in Hollywood. They're all the ones that are steering his canoe, and so he's happy to go along with them. So this is an unscrupulous character, and this is really why the media has been trying to suppress these stories, because I think if the American people saw Biden, it wouldn't even be close.
Well, listen to what you just said, why the media is trying to suppress these stories. The media is not supposed to suppress stories, are they? The media is supposed to dig into them, find out more, do some basic journalism, be curious. Could they be more just totally inept than they are right now to allow this to happen to the degree that it has? I mean, the media suppressing
honestly,
the real story.
I don't think that they're inept. I think that they have given up on the ideal of impartiality. And therefore, even when conservatives say to them, hey, look at the way you covered Trump's tax returns, by the way, you're refusing to cover Biden's finances. You know, this is an appeal to a higher standard that many of these characters don't even share anymore. So in the old days, the media at least tried a sort of pretense of objectivity, but now I don't even see that. Newspapers like the New York Times have become open advocacy sheets.
Questions or comments for the great Dinesh D'Souza are welcome here on the program, 800-228-0550. Our telephone number, you can also text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd, the radio god, 701-226-8503. Got that phone right there, don't you? Yeah, there he is. I got a bell for that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Tired of buzzers. Texter says, I cracked the code. Joe is saying, Barack and I agree that it's your right to have bad health care. Well, maybe that is what he's saying. Maybe here's, you might have missed this yesterday on the trail, Dinesh. Barack Obama, where was he? I think Flint, Michigan. Here we go. See if you can see what, you know, you have a better idea of what he's saying here.
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have bad health care.
What do you think?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of focus on the fact that Biden is totally out of it, and there's so much confirmation of this that the fellow, you know, I don't think he's demented, but I think he is senile. And again, they've been trying to sort of hide this and call it Biden gaffes. But to me, the signature moment was when Biden's wife was speaking, and he was walking around like one of those guys, either in an old folks home or in a lunatic asylum, just literally trying to find himself. He wasn't even sure where he was going. Now, in the movie, in Trump Card, we do not focus on the sort of dementia of Biden, but on his corruption. And we show that all the family members were in on it. This is not a Hunter Biden story. Frank Biden is involved. James Biden, the other brother's involved. The son-in-law is involved. So I think Biden figured out that the disclosure requirements apply only to him and not to family members. So he employed them all as his bagmen on his various trips around the world.
Yeah, I heard one of the explanations from one of the networks say, well, he's shown his tax returns and the money isn't there, as if you'd put that money through a legal channel onto your tax return to say, yeah, got this from the Ukraine, got this, right? I mean, or this is my cut from Hunter's deal. I mean, is it a defense to say it's not on my tax return?
Well, here's another way to look at it. You know, Biden's been 47 years in government. How do you own multiple homes? I mean, a home in Delaware, another one in Rehoboth Beach, a third one in Washington, D.C., domestic staff, private planes. I mean, how do you pull this off on a government salary? The short answer is the money is in the Biden family, and it's obviously being spread around.
Yeah, quite obvious. Do you think that the documents that are in the laptops and hard drives that have been unearthed, now combined with the other things that are out there, Ron Johnson's committee in the Senate digging into this, come out thoroughly post-election?
Well, the Democrats won't even mind if they come out post-election and Biden wins, because that just means that Biden gets indicted and locked up and Kamala Harris becomes the president. I mean, this is not entirely a bad scenario from their point of view. Biden is simply their way to get across the finish line. Now, you know, I think in general, though, these people all think that they're above the law. I mean, the example is the Clintons. Look, those guys have been one step ahead of the posse for 40 years, and somehow no one ever catches up to them.
I asked Rudy Giuliani this question. I'm curious what you think about it. You know, I said, is this, you know, we're seeing what we're seeing and putting all these pieces together and saying, and to me, I didn't think this until really the gravity of what was in the laptop and the hard drives came clear of connecting all these dots and him confirming it. This is a crime family. This is this is how the mafia did it. You go around, get your cut here, get your cut here. Everybody gets their piece, everything else. I mean, this is an enterprise. You know, the brother, the son. Okay, pops gets this. I mean, that's what it is. Is that sort of how the business is done among U.S. senators and vice presidents? And I mean, is this the norm?
No, of course not. I mean, it is the norm to trade favors and get a bridge in your district so you can create jobs and get reelected. But we're not talking about this. We're talking about offshoring corruption and taking money from foreign entities and foreign governments. I mean, look at it from my point of view. I think you know I had a campaign finance violation, and for that, giving $20,000 above the limit of my own money, I was locked up overnight for 8 months. I had to pay a big fine, mandatory psychiatric examination, blah, blah, blah. And so here I'm looking at the Clintons, the Bidens. These are people going all around the world taking family members in tow. And while Biden is having official meetings, these guys are cutting side deals with foreign entities. I mean, look at James Biden. This is one of of Biden's brothers. He goes with Joe Biden to Costa Rica. While Biden is meeting with RAS, the Prime Minister, Frank Biden, is cutting deals which get him green energy projects. This is a failed real estate developer in Florida is getting money from foreign governments to do real estate, to do green energy projects in South America.
It's just mind-boggling. It really is. It's amazing. So your gut tells you the momentum with Trump puts him across the finish line tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the election's decided on 3 points. I mean, prosperity, and there's very little question that Trump is the guy who can bring the economy back. Safety, the safety of the streets. It's hard for me to see suburban moms going, yeah, we want to turn our suburbs into burning, infernos. And the third issue is just energy. Just look at the difference between Trump's prodigious energy and this kind of sleepy, slovenly character, Biden, with his mask. Now, he takes off the mask when he's in the plane, but he puts on the mask every time he's in public. I think it just conveys a kind of very dilapidated, finished man.
Pretty sad. More with Dinesh D'Souza. We're going to talk a little bit about the American dream in the crosshairs in this election. The American dream. What's that? What's that about? And about the movie Trump Card. You got to download that and watch it. It's great. Mark and Grand Forks, Terry and McKenzie, too, with questions and others. Stay tuned.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salt and nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
In years, this country's gone to hell. Amen. And the crack's getting bigger on the side of that Liberty Bell. Well, Clinton, Obama, and the Democratic crew sure did a number on me and you. It wasn't my vote, you can blame yourselves for that. But we got a chance to turn things around and get your butt up off the ground and understand. understand we're all gonna have to work. This big old country was built on sweat, and if we're gonna make it great again, you're gonna get wet. But the first things first, y'all gotta vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump.
Whoa,
there you go. Donald Trump.
I love it. Texter says that one of our listeners, all election season, I've wanted to contact you to ask you to please play comedian Rodney Carrington's song, Vote for Trump, as bumper music.
How have we missed that?
We still have today and tomorrow, if you play, please.
How did I miss that? I love Rodney Carrington.
Goes on to say, by the way, Dinesh is one of the best radio guests ever. I've enjoyed all his movies. They should be played in every history class. Boy, should they. Dinesh D'Souza.
And he's good.
Filmmaker.
Ever?
The Trump Card. And then you have a companion book with Trump Card, which is, I forget the name, different name than Trump Card to the book, right, Dinesh?
United States of Socialism, because the big question examined in this movie is just this. Socialism is the most discredited idea since slavery. It was tried in half the planet in the last century. It failed in every country. Russia, China, my native country of India, all moved away from it. So it's kind of a mystery how this preposterous idea is back and is now in the American mainstream for the first time in our history. So that's what the movie looks at. Who's behind it? Why it's evil? How to stop it?
Well, I agree with that listener who wants your movies played in history classes, because I'm not sure that kids today, if we were comparing them to kids 20, 40, 60 years ago, would have a grasp on what it means when I say the American dream, on how we're different and how we're better. You do a good job of bringing us through your work to, you know, the places to say, hey, here's the country that Barack Obama is connected to and thinks the U.S. has been bad for, rather than celebrating the U.S. and how much better it is, or, you know, any of those. How do we make sure that kids have a grasp of what the American dream is? I mean, do you think they know if we said, hey, what's the American dream? What is it? Would they know?
No. The problem is that, you know, we were talking a little bit ago about these sort of outright lies in the media, the refusal to cover the Bobby Linsky story, the refusal to say one word about the Biden family racket. Well, there's something analogous going on in academia, and that is essentially progressive history represents a cover-up of history. It leaves out all the inconvenient facts that make the left and the Democratic Party look bad. And moreover, it's a distortion of what American history really is. So the bottom line of it is I'm constantly running across massive whoppers in academia, and my movies are kind of a corrective. I document them. No one has ever questioned a single fact in them. But the left is just trying to make sure that this doesn't reach the ears of impressionable young students.
That's exactly right. I mean, you're suppressing a message that is simply saying, here's why we're, you know, here's how we are. Here's what we are. Here's everything about it. If I had a high school sophomore right here and said, Dinesh, could you in a minute give this guy a sense of what the American dream is? What would you say?
Well, I would start by pointing out to lies that can be checked out. You know, so the New York Times has been promoting in the curriculum something called the 1619 Project. And the basic idea here is that the corruption of America began at the very beginning, at the very root. So evils like slavery. Now think about it this way. In 1619, how many slaves were there in America? About 3. And now fast forward to 1860, the year before the Civil War, in which there were 4 million slaves in America, out of which approximately 10, and I mean 10, were owned by Republicans. So the Democrats were the party of slavery. They owned all the slaves. They defended the institution. This is the huge fact that our textbooks conceal. You won't find it in Wikipedia. It's not on the History Channel. Yet there it is, undeniable in the historical record.
Let's go to a couple calls here for you. Mark in Grand Forks for Dinesh D'Souza. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Souza, it is an honor to speak to you. You are an American and Indian hero. Sir, do you know who pays for polls?
Well, all I know, I don't know who pays for polls, but what I do know is that the pollsters are drawn from the same sort of demographic that dominates academia and the media. And I think these are guys who are essentially trying to drag Biden across the finish line. So one way you do that is you give him an aura of inevitability, because there are some independents who like to vote for a winner. And so if they make it seem like, yeah, Biden's ridiculous, but you know what? He's kind of on an inevitable, inexorable, unstoppable path to victory. People go, well, yeah, maybe I should vote for him. So this is, I think, what the pollsters are trying to achieve.
Well, the polls are paid for by a customer who demands a certain result. It's a derivative poll. They want a certain answer, and if you don't give them that answer from the poll, if you don't massage the numbers and make it come out that way, you won't get a second poll. The customer will say, hey, you didn't do what I wanted, so I'm going to another polling unit. That's how it works. I've been a part of it. I know.
Very interesting. Well, I mean, there's no question that the people putting out these polls and certainly have an agenda, and that's apparently true across the board. So the bottom line of it is, look, we're going to find out tomorrow. You know, I'm not in the prognostication business, but, you know, I have instincts about politics. It seems to me very clear that Trump has a huge advantage over Biden in this area. So we'll see what happens, but that's my call.
Appreciate the call very much, Mark. Thank you. Terry and McKenzie are next for Dinesh D'Souza. Go ahead.
This one's up for D'Souza. This is for when you had Rudy on. I was wondering why can't believe that he wasn't promoting his new movie debut in that new Borat movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Yes, was his radio on? Is that what was going on? Couldn't hear him very well. Dinesh, talk a little bit about Trump Card and what the ultimate goal of anybody who watched that movie should finish it and say, wow, Dinesh did a great job pointing me towards what?
Well, what I do is I contrast the American dream, which is essentially a dream of, you know, I came to America at the age of 17 with $500 in my pocket. And I think there were two things that attracted me about America in ascending order. One of them was the ladders of opportunity, a country with social mobility, with a chance to better your condition. But an even bigger attraction was the idea that in America we can be the architects of our own destiny. We can be in the driver's seat of our own life. And this American dream, I think, is on the ballot tomorrow, because we see from the left that their socialism isn't just about economic confiscation or higher taxes and regulation. It's ultimately about controlling our lives, about making us conform. That's why they're so much on board with all this academic censorship, digital censorship, people who get fired for their jobs for saying the wrong thing. So they're squeezing our First Amendment rights, our rights to religious liberty, our freedom of assembly. Coronavirus has shown the left hand, because it shows that at the end of the day, they want to control your life.
Fascinating. Watch it. Get it. His books, his movies are a fantastic. Easiest way to find Trump Card is how, Dinesh?
TrumpCardTheMovie.com. This is my only film that's not in the theater. It's on DVD. It's on demand. But it's on Apple iTunes. It's on Amazon Prime, Google, YouTube. It's on a bunch of platforms. So go to TrumpCardTheMovie.com.
Dinesh D'Souza, thank you, sir.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Actor Eddie Hassel, known for his roles in NBC's Surface and the 2010 film The Kids Are All Right, has died after a shooting in Texas. He was 30. The shooting happened early Sunday in the Dallas suburb of Grand Prairie. Grand Prairie police said in a statement that officers responded to a report of a shooting and found Hassel suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A representative for Hassel told Variety that the shooting appeared to be connected to a carjacking. Grand Prairie police said the motive remains under investigation, but that a car had been taken from the scene of the shooting. A non-climbable fence is being installed around the White House Monday, one day before Election Day. According to reports, the fence will be similar to the barrier that was erected along the White House's perimeter earlier this year amid widespread protests following the police arrest of George Floyd in late May. The fence will go around the ellipse in Lafayette Square on 15th Street and Constitution Avenue Northwest, as well as 17th Street and on H Street Northwest. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Like a tater tot hot dish kind of day, doesn't it?
Well, that could be every day.
That's true. That could be every day.
Every day.
Yeah. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, tater tot hot dish today. Or Valley City, if you're traveling 94, exit 292, stop out for a little beef tips and gravy, or scallop potatoes and ham. Oh my gosh, so darn good. In fact, the scallop potatoes are so good. I get it, even though I don't like ham, and I just kind of, you know, push it away a little bit. Don't tell anybody, but I don't like ham. Sausage potato.
You don't like ham?
I knew it was coming. Sausage potato in Harwood, barbecue chicken sandwich on 12th Avenue, North Fargo. I had a bad experience as a youngster. I think I was around 13, 14, 15 years old. My mom made something, and I was a little under the weather, and when you see it twice, you just never can do it again.
You're going to blame the ham?
Yeah, I'm going to blame that ham. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Two sides in a bun with every one of those great specials. Stop and see him. The one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Mike Lundell, fresh off a trip to here and everywhere this past weekend for an event for Jason Lewis and the MCCL endorsement of Donald Trump and Michelle Fischbach. Senator Kevin Cramer there, stumping for Jason Lewis. Here he is, Mike Lindell. Hello, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm in D.C. now. I actually went, after I seen you, I went to Iowa to do a speak at a rally there. And then I went to Georgia. That was quite a deal last night, I'll tell you.
Do you even know where you're at when you wake up or what?
I never know. It's like living inside of a movie. Yeah, last night, though, in Georgia, there was 50 to 60,000 people there, and I had to get out. It was just so congested, but the people to get through the crowd, I couldn't get through the crowd, and it just finally I found another passage to go through with Secret Service. I knew a guy, and then was able to at least get to the car, and then it was another hour. I mean, it was I never seen so many people. I think it was the biggest rally he had so far.
And if you've not been to a rally, folks, a Trump rally, any kind of rally, and seen Mike there, Mike is the friendliest celebrity I know. I mean, he just loves people, embraces people, is is so kind and generous, and he is a rock star. They all want a picture with him. It's a million selfies, and we did a little version of it in Moorhead, Trump headquarters, on Saturday. A big Trump truck parade came over from Fargo to Moorhead as well, and oh gosh, what a ride, huh? Isn't it something?
Yeah, and I was so pumped up because some new polls came out. They have Iowa up by 7, Minnesota up by 2. Did everybody hear that?
No.
Minnesota up by 2. They have Jason Lewis just a smidge ahead of Tina Smith, which is a big one for us in Minnesota. But Minnesota up by 2. I mean, that was it was the Democratic Independent it was their last one they do before the election. And by the way, they were spot on in 2016. They were the closest one to what the real numbers were. So, in other words, the real polls came out yesterday, everybody, and the fake polls, along with the fake news, they're still pushing their narrative that, oh, Donald Trump's down to every swing state, and it's just, you know, those are depression polls to not get out and vote. And we're not going to see that. We're going to see the biggest turnout tomorrow in history. I really believe that. And when Minnesota's going to shock the world, it's going to be amazing.
You know, I also saw something Frank Luntz said last night. Frank Luntz has been like a wet blanket of late. But he talked about some sort of analysis where suburban moms were breaking in numbers they didn't expect for Trump. And the reason that was driving it was they want their kids in school. They're tired of what's happening to their kids, which I thought was interesting because everybody thinks COVID, of course, benefits Biden, not Trump. And then the other one was young voters. And that was a COVID-related reason as well because they don't like lockdowns. So that
and I believe, Scott, there's even a couple more. There's a couple more things to that. You don't have the college kids all sitting, packed up and talking about socialism, which they know nothing about. They think it's drinking coffee, but they're not getting brainwashed by their college professors right now. And they're sitting at home listening to their parents. And I think you're going to have a lot of non-voting there. I think you're going to have in the suburban, not just the moms. I think the suburban women are also, especially in Minnesota, have, you know, they want safety and security. That's where there was the big surge of Jason Lewis against Tina Smith. It was on safety and security. He did a really good commercial on the defunding the police and taking away our right to bear arms and stuff. And the
is he talking about the one where he turns and shoots at the target with his wife there?
Yeah.
That is a great ad.
His wife said he needs to be a better shot, but we'll work on that.
You, I'll never forget the day you came on this program and said you were going to Washington, D.C. No, I'm sorry, you're going to New York City and to meet Donald Trump back in, I think, 2015, right. 2014, I forget when. And
2016,
you said,
yeah.
Okay, never met him before, you know, have no idea. And the next time you're on, I'm so excited to hear about, like, what happened? What did he say? You're like, oh, right. we talked about God. We talked about God.
Yeah.
And
they
asked you about your cross. I don't think people have a grasp, because he doesn't necessarily wear it on his sleeve, the degree of the president's faith. But what would you tell people about your friend, President Trump, and his faith?
Amazing. He's amazing. He's the most praying president. He has people praying all around him. He's done more for our Christian faith than any president in history. The list goes on and on and on. You could check that out, look it up. It would be too long to say on your show. But he really is. He's a strong believer, and he makes his decisions. And so much, he has people. I was with him, Scott. We were down in Miami. We were doing a big faith-based rally. This is right before the pandemic, or right when it started, maybe. And anyway, we're down there with this. It was a big evangelical event, and Paul White was there, and we're in the back, and he says, the other pastors were, there were a lot of pastors were there, but Paul's talking about, you know, she's gonna say the prayer. He says, well, why don't I want him to pray for me right now. I mean, this is the kind of, you know, he went and prayed for our country, you know, and he really, I think it's, you know, like so much as, he's been in such a transformation he knows that this is a, you know, this is a, we're in spiritual warfare, our country. This is not just Democratic, Republican. I believe this is biblical, and he needs to win so we can extend God's grace that he's given us when he won in November 8, 2016, to be in the biggest revival in history, to get people back to God. You know, there's a whole generation of people where they took God out of the schools, and then they brainwashed him in college on top of it. That generation, if you look at out there, that all these wounds they have and stuff, look at the age group of the rioters. I want, you know, if everybody looks at that, take a picture of that, you know, and I'm telling you, they didn't have God as their base, as their foundation. They didn't have any faith, and they're out there looking for hope, and they're just lost. And we've got this time over the next 4 years to show that generation that there is hope, and that there is, we bring our country back to God, which in God, one nation under God. Does anyone remember that? You know, when we fought in 2016, it was to bring Merry Christmas back. Now it's to bring God back, and God, you know, and God we trust, and one nation under God.
Wow. You talked about spiritual warfare, and a lot of people have seen that. I mean, and look, if you see all the ick, if for lack of a better term, in politics, you know, you'd say, well, it's just gone to DEFCON 5, like ridiculous. Well, that's spiritual warfare, right? How would you explain what spiritual warfare is to people?
Well, I really believe it's biblical. It's good and evil. And I'm in D.C. right now. There's so many prayer groups here, just like there was in 2016. You know, God chose Donald Trump for such a time as this. And the path that our country's taking, this whole, you know, if you look at parties, the Democrat Party, that ship sailed a long time ago. This is a big Trojan horse for what I believe is to send us down a path of godlessness, evil, you name it. And I will say it straight out. I mean, I look at Ilhan Omar right in Minneapolis, and she's, of course, she's not a Trojan horse. She puts it right out there. She hates the United States, and she sure hates Israel. But this is spiritual warfare. I believe this is, you know, when we talk about, when I say God gave us grace November 8, 2016, we were already heading down this path. And had Hillary won that election, I'm sorry, it was over. End times would have came faster than you could ever imagine in your life. Right now, we'd probably be getting shot down with drones trying to go to work. Who knows, you know? I just believe that this country, we're on a good path. I believe God's going to give us grace again, but we all need to pray. Everybody needs to stay in prayer right up until they say Donald Trump is the winner, because you know, it's out there right now. I'm in D.C. I'm going to be here all week, and I'm just praying that when he does win, that the fake media, the far crazy leftist radicalism, that they just finally get, you know, say, okay, that's it. And now let's unite all these people, these good people that are on the left that are now flipping over to the right. And we become one. We get unified over the next few years. And I believe Donald Trump can do that if they just let him. I mean, he's one of the greatest leaders in history, but they've got to quit fighting it, you know?
No kidding. Let's see here. Texter says, hey, I have some friends in Long Beach, California that listen to you every day on the internet. Can you put a shout out to David and Julie in Long Beach? All right, David and Julie, there you go. I hope David and Julie have my pillows and a mattress topper, and I hope they're good friends of the program, because I took up Mike's time with them to give you a little shout out there. Here is Jim and Partial. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Say, Mike Lindell, I just wanted to personally thank you for being an inspiration. We have a similar background. I didn't quite make it to CEO. But you, there's only the group of people that us Americans can believe in and believe what has been spoken. You are on a very short list, Mr. Lindell, and thank you for that. That's something that you and Donald Trump have in common, and I'll see you at the end of the Trump slide. God bless you.
All right. Well, thank you, and God bless. And that's what the country needs, God, is hope. And and I'm, God's blessed me with this big platform to bring people hope, and I'm just doing, I'm keeping on the path that God's got me on. So.
All right, the final word of inspiration from Mike Lindell when we come back, and we'll talk some pillows, too. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88, your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and a chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. And that's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig two holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC Falls here. It means get ready for winter. It's around the corner. 4x4s, over 100 trucks and SUVs. Also, Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget. And Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. You may be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, in a moment, Mike Lindell's final word of inspiration heading into this all-important election. But we start with a conversation about the greatest pillow that has ever been made. And this great story, which really is chronicled well in the book, from crack addict to CEO. Who'd have thought? I mean, it's just impossible. And this book tells you an amazing story, all these near-life death experiences. It really, really, really is the story behind MyPillow, because he was meant to make this MyPillow and all these great products and to help people sleep better and to improve their lives. So it really is an amazing thing. We talk about it a lot. I'm not an event ever. When I'm out somewhere where there's listeners, where somebody come up and say, you know, that pillow, I got it because of you, and I love it, and it is fantastic. And I know that your book, too, has been a challenge to promote because people are being political about that, and Facebook and Fox News. So I really hope folks defy that. Get the book. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the book. Get the promo card that goes with it. And also all of those great products. Start right now for Christmas. Let's load them up. Right, Mike?
Yeah. And we're going to give specials to all your listeners, Scott. We're going to do up to 66% off everything. The pillows, I know, the premiums, the buy one, get one free. The sheets are a 2-for-1 special. You got my towels. You got the mattress towers. These are the best Christmas gifts you could ever give. And we're going to go up to 66% off today, an election special, we'll call it, because they're blocking me on every to advertise all over the place right now because they think it's political. So, and then you'll be supporting this great station. And, Scott, I'm always happy to be on here with you guys.
Wow, folks, we got an election special. I didn't know that was coming. So now you need to get to MyPillow quickly. Use promo code Scott and get the book, too. Get the book from Crack Addict to CDO.
Yep.
What are the odds? What are the odds? It's just an incredible story without question. By the way, I want to give you a plug because we haven't even talked about this recently, but you donated millions of masks again all throughout the state of Minnesota. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I went on last week. I donated 1.5 million of my masks. I was moving a building, and I said, you know what? I heard the state of Minnesota was short. And I called them up. I offered to do it. Of course, they wanted to wait till after the election. I said, no, I want to do it now. I got to move them now. Well, we went downtown, and then they had all the media showed up, so that was cool. They said they didn't want any media, but they somehow they got word and they showed up. But yeah, it was. It's going to help the first responders, the nursing homes. They just listed off the school to get people back to the schools, the children. And we donated not just the MyPillow masks. I had N95s and I had disposables too. So this was millions of dollars. And like I say, I'm just blessed to be able to help. God's given me a platform. And people say to me all the time, Scott, they go, Mike, how can you have this much passion 15 years after inventing the pillow? Well, it's because I enjoy helping people. That's the, you know, it's just like I just beat on it. It's just awesome to be able to help and make a difference.
Randy in Jamestown from Mike Lindell. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, good to see you again, Scott and Mike. And Mike Lindell, Coco loved you, man, our little puppy dog. And I just want to encourage you to run for governor, man, because come Tuesday, the red wave is going to start. Minnesota's going to turn red and ride that wave. And I picked up, you said you were down in Georgia, and Georgia loves you. I lived in Georgia 17 years. Georgia's a powerful conservative state.
And what did you say? What did you tell us, Mike? 99.99995% chance that you're going to take out Walls?
Yeah, I just talked to the president the other day, and we were talking about my run for governor. He said, Mike, let's wait until after I win, and then we'll fly around and tell everybody. So that I'm looking forward to that. I told the state of Minnesota, I said, I want to not just win the state for the president. I want to win right down the ticket. So if I do run, I can really make a difference having the state, you know, the state legislators on board too, and I think we can get that at least with this and in the 18 election. In the 2022 election. So yeah,
thank you, Randy. Appreciate the call. Let me get Bob. Get Bob and Williston in here quickly. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Scott. Hey, Mike. Hey, I just want to tell you real quick, I'm a law enforcement officer out here in Williston, and on my off-duty days, I tell you, man, your pillows really help me get some good rest for the next day. The other thing is, Scott, I don't know if you've done this yet or not, but usually in the past you got on and you kind of posted something on the Flag website about kind of how you're going to vote and, you know, who the best people are to vote for, you know, locally or in our state, obviously Republican for the election, but I don't know if you're going to do that this year, but we would.
I'll do it. I'll make sure I do it. Watch the Facebook page and the measures. A lot of people have been asking about, and I'm no on one, and yes on two is how I finally settled there. So no and yes.
Yeah, and I think that's real important locally. And God bless you for the law enforcement. We should get you all down from Williston down to Minneapolis and straighten things out.
Exactly, yeah. Right. We need it. All right. So your final inspiration. Tell us the 30 seconds. What we need to keep in mind as we head to the polls.
Well, I think everybody needs to not just head to the polls. You need to make sure your relatives are going, your employees are going. Like I'm giving all 1,500 of my employees tomorrow. They take off. They get to those polls and bring their families. This is a time. This is historical. This is, there is no tomorrow. This is it. This is everything. All the marbles. When you say the most important election in history, there is none more important than this. And what
the real
it's going to do
is
going to start the greatest revival in history in our country.
God bless you, Mike Lindell.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
If you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan lately, now is the time. There's a new zero premium Medicare plan in your area. Zero premium. Annual election period runs October 15th through December 7th. Talk to a local licensed Medicare broker right now. Call 877-590-0994. That's 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group. Call now for a zero premium Medicare plan.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com.
offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.